Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you, radio listeners. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, this morning coming to you in the Word of God, thanking God for a brand new day, thanking God for being able to get up this morning with use and activities of my limbs and closed in my right mind, which is a blessed thing to be able to do this morning, because we realize, praise God, that without Him, we're nothing. We realize, praise God, without Him, we can do nothing. And without Him, praise God, we are nothing. And that's a good thing to recognize. You can do nothing without the Lord on your side. You can do nothing without Him in your life. So this morning, we're here being grateful. We are grateful because we realize that You, Heavenly Father, is our source. I'm excited today. I'm excited today because I know what the Lord is doing, and I know what He's going to do, and when He does it, it's done well. And I pray that you're being blessed. I pray that you're being blessed this morning with you and your family. I pray that all is well with you, and I pray that you woke up this morning with the Lord Jesus Christ on your mind, because you realize this is a time and day, praise God, that we need the Lord on our side. We need Him every minute, every hour, every second. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. And I have to remind you of that because I want you to know that whatever you may be going through or whatever the enemy has set up for you to go through, just remember that the Lord is there to deliver you from every circumstance in your life. And this morning we're going to say a word of prayer. And Father, I'm so grateful. I am so grateful, Lord, for you allowing me to move this morning. And you woke me up with love. And you didn't let death come in and overtake us. But God, you kept us one more day. And I am excited. And I am so appreciative, knowing that it was just by your grace and your love. And I appreciate you, Father, this morning, that you deliver fresh mercies, because you give us fresh mercies day by day. And I'm just excited because I know, God, that it's all you're doing. I take nothing from your glory. I give your glory unto you. Because you said, don't give my glory to another. And God, I give the word to you this morning because I realize that it's you. There's nobody but you, Jesus. Nobody but you. And I just thank you. And Father, I'm asking right now, Lord, that you enlighten those, God, that are, praise God, they woke up this morning with heavy hearts. And they woke up this morning, praise God, in pain. And they woke up this morning, didn't know which way they would take or what route they would take today. But God, I'm asking that you be their guide, that you will lead and you will deliver them from all manner of evil and from all spirit of depression. For God, what they're going through, but Lord, let them know that you can bring them out. It's not over. It's not over. Because God, you specialize in deliverance. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful to you. And I thank you. But give them the spirit of encouragement today to let them know that you are standing. You see, you know, and you are standing there to just deliver them just because. Oh, what an awesome God. And I'm grateful. Thank you, Lord. Father God, forgive us. Let me get your sins to come. Let not the sins overtake us, but let the blessings overtake us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And this morning, I just want to speak to you to just greet to praise the Lord, the word of God, bringing you to the word of God, because I realize, and I know this, that I can do nothing, because the word of God is true all by itself. It doesn't need, praise God, back up. It doesn't need anyone, praise God, to stand up and hold it up, because it stands on its own. Amen. And this morning, the word that I want to share with you today is the words of the Lord. And I'm quite sure some of you are going through Some of you are fighting battles. Some of you are in battles. Some of you have been wounded while in the battle. But I'm here to tell you this morning, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Let me say that once again. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Why fight a battle that you don't need to? Why fight a battle when you have someone else to fight it for you? Put down your weapons and let the Lord fight your battle. You see, when you fight in a battle, you got to learn to the battle that you're in, and you have someone saying, I'll fight your battle for you. The battle that you fight is mean you got to trust that individual. You got to know, praise God, that there's victory in the end. You got to have confidence knowing that the battle is being fought for on your behalf. You must have faith to believe them enough to know that it will get done. So if you have these things, these are the things that you look for when you have someone fighting a battle for you, then you know that the battle is yours. It is your battle, and it's your battle, but you're going to give it over to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're going to stand and be still and watch the salvation of God. That's what you are going to do. And this morning, I just want to say to you, just being a Christian in life sometimes, we often come up against so many intangible odds. We come up against things. We don't know when it was set for us, or if we just walk into it, but we're in it. But nevertheless, we're in there, and we're confused because we don't know how we got there. But you see, even when you're going through, praise God, and you're fighting battles, you may be fighting a battle today. Praise God, your bills are out of control. I mean, you know, they're coming in every day. They're being stacked up. There's a stack of them and a pile of them. You look at them every day, but it seems as though there is nothing happening with the bills, because guess what? There's so many bills and no money. And then you come up against, praise God, you got your children acting out, and they acting just as bad and worse as baby kids. And you know what I'm saying? And then you got a job, if you are in Florida getting unemployment. You know what I'm saying? The situation is on a shaky ground. But I'm here to tell you today, my friend, but if you would just be still and stand still and let the Lord fight your battle, because he said the battle is not your battle. God said, I don't want you to be distracted. I don't need you to be worried. I don't want you to be, praise God, your anxiety, your blood pressure going up, your heart crepitating, praise God, hot sweats. I don't need you to do that. I need you to be as cool as a cucumber in a Publix market, because I want to let you know I got this. You see, praise God, we don't know how to give it over to the Lord. And then you're running up, praise God, and you run up again, praise God, your gas prices are steady going up. Praise God, the electric bill is due. You know the songs that say, baby, need a pair of shoes, tell you what I'm going to do. You see what I'm saying? All this is coming up. You got waiting on the next paycheck, or you're waiting on the next unemployment check, and it might not come. You see, praise God, the bills are steady coming in. The debt is rising. Yes, yes, yes. And even if you're the older person, praise the Lord, you got to decide whether you want to buy the medication or buy the food to eat to keep yourself and to stay alive. But I want to let you know, I keep the lights on. I have some heat in the house. But I'm here to give you, praise God, a certain notice on you. I'm here to attack it, to put this on your door, to let you know, praise God, that the Lord is there to fight your battle. It's not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. Amen. Now, how in the world, my God, to be? Can an honest person, whether you are a man, whether you are a woman, survive these incidents? How can you get through this? How can you get over all of this type of stuff? Well, listen to me. I am the minister. I'm the pastor. I'm the preacher. I'm the woman of God. I'm whoever. Praise the Lord. But listen, I thought that since I joined, listen to this, and I'm going to church faithfully, and you know I'm giving what little tithes I thought I should give, because you know I wasn't taught the very truth about that, so I'm confused now, but I'm giving what I have to the ministry. But yet it seems as if though my troubles and the battle I'm in, I can't get out. And it seems as though I'm fighting, but I'm not winning. Hallelujah. Did you see? And you're saying to yourself, you say, because I'm a Christian, I thought it would be easier than that, you see. But you have to understand, my friend. You see, when you was taught that Jesus would take care of you, because the Bible declared that God would supply all of your needs, not just some of them. Then now what are you talking about, Minister Ola? What are you saying here? I'm still going through. And such things are so difficult for me. You know, I try to do the right thing. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, I read my Bible, and I sometimes I try to pray, you know, and I try to pay my little tithes and my little offering, and I'm still struggling. I'm yet struggling. But wait a minute, Minister, wait a minute. What's up with that? What's going on? Tell me what's going on with that. But let me explain to you, my dear listener, my sister, my brother, my constituents, let me explain to you. I am so glad that you thought enough to even stop to hear yourself when you ask that question so that I may bring you to the point, praise God, to let you know, you see, stand your grounds. You know now. That's the newest thing now, just because it was brought out, you know, God forbid, because of the Trayvon Martin trial, everybody now wants to stand their ground, when you should have been standing yours all the time. Because, you see, God is unshakable and unmovable. God will stand his ground, and the man will not like, okay, he will not like how God is going to stand his ground. And see, it being in a living Christian and have living a Christian life, we deal with obstacles every day and every day in, every day out. You see, we do that. Some obstacles are greater than others. But when it comes down to the skin, from skin to skin, a bone to bone, and when the rubble meet the road, meet whatever you're going through, the circumstance that you see yourself in, you must learn to stand your ground. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God, you know, just so you can withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. You see, put on your helmet, your breastplate of righteousness, your helmet of salvation. You know, you put it all on so you can dress for the war, so that you can be able to stand no matter how it come, how it rock you. You got to be able to stand. You can't be one that run. What you're going to do, fight or flight? But you need to be able to stand and know that God is on your side and know that God is fighting your battle. See, if you stand still sometimes, and even when trouble comes, sometimes, praise God, people get hurt because they get excited and they want to just take off. I've got to run. So sometimes it's good someone to move to the side and stand still. You can see everything. Like somebody got to tell the story. So you need to be able, praise God, to be able to stand in the midst of your trials. You should be able to stand because you have given up. You are in the place with God. You are giving God his due services. You are spending time with the Lord. You know who God is. You know that God has taken this battle over for you. Now, what you running for? Why you all over the place? Why you are in the way? Let God fight the battle. And even when it comes down, praise God, to biblical principles, we must still take a stand. See, Satan loves to confront us when we are too timid to take a stand for the right thing or do the right thing. Those that are not grounded in the word are nothing but puppies on a string. And Satan manipulates you any way he chooses. But because God desires is for us to take us and put us in a place and stand down. So stand down. Stand your ground. Don't even compromise. Just stand and know that God is delivering you out of your circumstance. I don't know if you believe me, but if you go back and look, I want you to go back and I want you to remember and look at what was facing an innumerable army. You heard about the army that was in the biblical times of the Ethiopian army, praise God, when they was in this war. And it was a huge army. It was a gigantic army. We're talking about Ethiopian black people. That's what we're talking about, minority, yes. And it had armies of 1,000 soldiers and 30 chariots, okay? Now, Syria only had 5,000 soldiers. They only had 5,000 soldiers, but no chariots. And they didn't run, and they didn't pump out. They didn't get up and say, "Man, I can't do this, man. I don't know what's going on. Listen, bro, I can't do this, man. I'm backing up. I'm backing out this thing, boy. Look, I can't." He didn't do it. See, there was no compromising. The situation was determined to stand their ground because they knew the battle was not their battle, but the battle was the Lord's. But one thing was sitting in their faces was fear. See, what is there to fear about fear but nothing but fear itself? Huh? Fear is a torment. And he had fears. But you see, the sergeant had fear. But he was determined to still stand his ground. One thing about God, when our memories began to tell us about the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, when I think about and where he brought you from, how he brought you out, how he delivered you from certain situations, certain circumstances, we need to know that if he did it one time, he can do it again. And when we look back at those times and we lean on his faith move God. See, it's impossible to please God without faith. Because when you come to him, you must be diligently seeking him. You must diligently seek him. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, faith, the word faith. Faith. Not foolishness. Faith. Faith causes us to put God on the line. You put him out front when you say, "God, this is not my battle. Hey, Lord, thank you. This is your battle. You're going to fight this battle." And if we look, praise God, and go to the Word of God, and we go to the book of Chronicles, in Chronicles 14 and 11, we'll realize that when they cried out unto the Lord, his God, and he said, Ages said, "It's nothing with thee, nothing with thee to help. Were with the army or with them that have no power. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, our God. For we rest on thee." Lord, there's nothing we can do. It's too many. I don't know what to do. I don't want to lose this battle. But God, I'm depending on you. He said, "But your name we go against. With your name. My God, the name of Jesus, that's power in the name." He said, "Only with your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art God. Let not man prevail against thee." Ah, ye kabosha. Ah, don't let them come up against me. Don't let my enemies see me stumble and fall and talk about me and say I'm down. But God, you fight my battle. You fight it for me because your word said you would. God does not and he cannot lie. He guaranteed his word. God is testing our faith. And he was testing the faith, praise God, the faith of the sergeant. He was testing his faith. And God will test your faith too. He wants our faith to grow in him. The only way it will grow is to have what? You have an excuse? I don't think so. It is excuse through trials and tribulations. No, but your trials only come to make you strong. The second thing you do, you're going to give God. You will give God. See, and God will give unto you. He will give you double for your trouble. Mm-hmm. He will give you double for your trouble. But you can't run and expect to get it. You got to stand still and be still and know that he's God. And when you depend upon God in your time of need, he will give you double for your trouble. You see, Asia stood and he was standing in the battle with his 5,000 soldiers. God caused a massive confusion among all of that 100,000 soldiers of Ethiopians. They did not know what to do. You're in a situation today, you don't know what to do. But I tell you where you can go. I'm so glad that God is not, you know, he's not a God that is that do for one and won't do for another. He's not concerned about the numbers or the quantity of it. He's concerned about the quality. And what the Egyptian shows is there were a ray of massive confusion among them. And Egypt with the 5,000 soldiers slew all of the Ethiopian soldiers. Not one of the 1,000 survived. Not one, not only did God allow us to be victorious in the battle. He won't just allow you just say, okay, you just do. No, he's going to reward you by being in the battle. God made it possible, my friend. For him to all gave everything they had, they was able to take it over. Even the wealth. Everything they had, it belonged to someone else then. In Proverbs 13:22, it says, the wealth of the sinner. Okay, you listen to me. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. God will give you double for your trouble. It is not your battle, my friend. If the battle belongs to the Lord. You need to know why you fight and who you fight. Yes, you should know the enemy afar off before he come nigh your dwelling. In Psalms 27:2, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, or you a friend or a foe, came upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled. Oh, they had a plan to take me out. But they stumbled and they failed. Oh, my friend. God is there, praise God, just for you. He's there because he's want to fight your battle. He wants to be the one to give you victory in the storm. He wants to be the one to bring you out from the confusion and from, praise God, from all of the troubles and the tribulations that you're going through because you have an answer to that solution. Praise God in Exodus 14:13-14, and Moses said unto his people, fear ye not, but you better stand still and just see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you what, not tomorrow, but he will show you now, today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, the troubles, if you can believe God, that you are going through today, you will see them no more. You shall see them no more. The Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace up. Even in the fight, you're going to still be at peace. It is not your battle. It is not your battle. While you're wrestling, you're tossing, you're turning. You want to throw in the ties. You want to say it's over. I don't want to do it. I can't do this anymore. You're right. You can't. The battle is too much to bear. Give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give it to Jesus. Moses said unto his people, fear ye not, stand still, and you see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes we're in a situation we make wrong decisions because we are thinking not with our head, not with our spirit man. You see, you got to think in the spirit realm. God, I said, God, what you going to do? Not what I'm going to do, but what you're going to do. Some of you are in need of a job, but you're trying to think this thing through. Tell God you he got to go to work. Lord, you got to go to work. I don't know what you're going to do, but you got to have money. I told him, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do, but you need to get a job. Or you need to provide the money for me to be able to meet my need. You said it, and I believe it. So you got to have some time crazy faith and know that God said it, he'll do it. Know that if he told you, he would not lie. Know it. You're going through too much. You're going through the child support check is late. He don't want to give the money. He don't want to, sometimes they quit the job so they don't have to pay the money. But you got to understand, regardless of what they do, God got the last say-so of the matter. Can you believe God? Can you believe that God is fighting your battle? Can you believe that God is the one that's going to bring you out? Can you believe that God will not leave you in the battle? He won't leave you in the battle. He would deliver you from the stress. He would deliver you, praise God, from the restless night. He would dry your pillows. Yes, he will. He would dry your tears. You ought to stand still and see that God is just what he say he is. You don't know if you have not tried him. Can you try him? Know that the Lord battle. The battle is on. And it's a fiery fire. But know the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Because Jesus won the battle for us, even at Calvary. He's winning the battle for us every day. We're looking to the wrong source. Know that the Lord will fight your battle. The Lord will give grace. The Lord will send favor. Yes, the spirit of favor upon your situation. Yes, Father. He will send, praise God, help. He will send help in a time of trouble. The Bible said, you know, you come to him as boldly go to the throne of grace, as boldly as you ought to come. Boldly. Don't go there as pitiful. Go telling God, now look, Father, this is me. I am here. This is Pastor Ola. Father, I need it. Father God, you told me to make my requests be known unto you. Father, these are my requests. You see, sometimes, praise God, we don't follow instructions. He said, make the request known. You haven't told him. You didn't sit down and write it out and say, God, this is my need. Yes, he said, I know your need before you ask, but he wants to hear your voice. So you see, the conversation is between the two, and he wants to deliver you out of your battle. He don't want you in a battle. He wants you to be still so he can speak and you can hear. But sometimes the things and the cares of this life get us down so bad, we can't even hear ourselves speak. Much less the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to know, my friend, this is not your battle. You must know. He will bring you out of every battle, every trial, every turbulence, every circumstance. Praise God. God will fix it, praise God, what you worrying about. God done already worked it out. But you so stressed out. You just stressed out. Yelling at the children. You're cursing them out. They can't be with themselves around you. They're scared to say anything because you so uptight. Listen, my friend. Give it to Jesus. Let him fight for you. See, when you get in that place with God and stand still and get the peace of God, you can hear God and God can direct you. He can tell you what to do. Yes, he will. But you got to get in that place with him that he can speak, hey, Yeba, to your spirit man. You must listen to your spirit man. But you got to be in a place with God. And today, praise God, I realize there are many that has no place with God. But you are not too late. It's not too late. Say, God, I'm here. And I realize that I'm in a battle that I cannot win. And I'm asking you today to fight this battle for me. Father, help me that I may come out victoriously. And God, help me to realize I need you in my life. I need you every day of my life. I can do nothing without you. Lord, I'm lost without you. For Father, I'm asking you today to relieve me of my burdens. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. Fight my battle. I can't fight it. I'm weak. I've been beat down by the cares of this life. But, Lord, I'm giving it over to you. And I'm going to stand still and see your salvation. Destroy my enemies before me. Bring me out. The job I've been asking for, I thank you. The finances, I thank you. See, sometimes, praise God, you got to go in and thank God before it happens. Don't be to my Lord, I can't. Father, I appreciate you. I'm grateful. You're calling those things as though they were not, as though they were. Let the Lord fight your battle. It is not your battle. for the battle belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're fighting a useless battle. And then, praise God, you're to fight your battle, you come out looking brand new, feeling brand new, acting brand new, because you know your deliverance has come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am just excited today. And I praise God that the word that's been spoken here today be a blessing to your spirit. Be a blessing to your spirit. After you hear the word, now act upon the word. Amen. 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 And I pray, praise God, that you be blessed today. I'm just excited about what the Lord is doing. I'm excited about what he's going to do, what he's already done. And you know what I'm saying? What he's going, he's about to just show me something great. And I'm excited about it. And I want you to know that if you got, you're going through, you don't have to stay in the battle. There's a lifeline that can bring you out. And that lifeline is the Lord Jesus Christ. You be blessed, my friend. You be blessed. And I pray, praise God, that you be blessed, because God has something for you, and it's something great. You have a blessed day. Be blessed.